Look, Holly is sitting on the sofa watching Olympics, and I'm out there dragging limbs everywhere, bent over.
I was also cross-stitching. I told you I was I had a little soreness in my wrist. My hands got a little sore.
I was like Chevy Chase on Christmas Vacation. I had sap from one end to the other.
Well, I was suffering too with my carpal tunnel from my stitching because I stitched for so many hours that I was a little sore.
What happens when you combine a design-loving, big-city-living, black-clothes-wearing art history major with a culinary teaching, small-town-living, pink toenail painting, home ec major? We'll stir in two husbands, six grown kids, pop it in the oven for 40-plus years of friendship and foolishness, and you get a big old batch of designer cornbread.
Do you want to get us in? Do you know what number it is?
I have no idea what number it is.
Would you like to wager a guess?
No.
Okay, I'll do it. Welcome, everybody, to episode 172 of Designer Cornbread Podcast. We are so glad you're here, and I'm feeling slightly more alive. What about you?
Well, today for us is Monday. It is the first day back at school after being off for 2 weeks after an ice storm where half the kids did not have power until like 2 days ago.
Oh, goodness. So it's
been a little bit of a day today.
Yeah, just getting, 2 weeks off.
Yeah.
I mean, that's longer than spring break. That's a long break.
It was a long time.
Yeah. But you got back into it?
Yeah, yeah. But your breaks usually are reviving, right? And this is not a restful, everybody was cold.
Stressed.
And stressed.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, and for some people, I had power the whole time, but it's taking care of other people. It's
right.
A lot of volunteering. It's a lot of, and it's just anytime there is a catastrophe in your community, it's stressful.
It is. It's heavy. Yeah, for sure. Everyone's kind of at their limit because, yeah, yep.
And watching people go through and, just the destruction is just crazy.
Mm.
So, anyway.
Are y'all pretty much melted now that it's warmed up and, is everything pretty melted?
It is pretty melted. I still have some icy spots here and there that, that are in the shade. I'll tell you, this weekend I was trying to, get limbs up and trees up, and there were a lot of limbs down in the back of John Garrett's old truck. And there was one, and I pulled, and I couldn't figure out why it wasn't coming out. I finally just climbed up in there. It was still frozen to the truck bed.
Oh, so, it was like,
there was still a lot of ice in there anyway.
Yeah. And even if it does melt in the day a little bit, it like refreezes, night again, and it's hard to, goodness.
It's pretty, but we have gone from ice storm to it is 71 degrees here today.
Okay.
So,
we're supposed to get a little bit of a warm up, which will be good to get the last remnants of snow. Now, of course, the parking lots are hilarious at places because they just have these huge like icebergs of dirty, gross snow. But anyway,
and it's nasty too.
It's nasty. None of it's pretty anymore. We've entered officially the worst time of year for my yard. Like February is just notoriously because especially if we've had a big snow or something, because now it's just a wet, soggy, muddy mess.
It's a pit. Yes.
So it's not cute. So
well, no, and it's not going to be cute here for a very long time.
No.
So I did get the front yard, cleaned up. I got all the broken stuff. My mailbox was destroyed. So the new mailbox came today. So, my poor old mailbox is just hanging there.
It's like, I'm done. Dingle, dingle.
Yeah. It is. Anyway, we propped it up with sticks and stuff just to kind of get
Get some mail.
In,
Yeah, the mailmen are probably like, oh.
The sticks won't hold it. The limbs won't hold it. And it's just dangling there. But anyway, the new post came today. So that'll be up and going. But I mean, but my backyard is where I drug like the big limbs to. Mm-hmm. And, you know, on purpose because our fire pit's back there.
Yeah.
And so we can cut it up and
just start cutting it slow and steady and burn it as you want. So the good news, the positive is you'll have lots of good outdoor fire time this spring.
Good cedar, you know, yeah, it's all the cedars that came down.
Okay. Oh.
Yeah. So yeah, we have lots of firewood.
There you go.
But Ron's chainsaw petered out. So, you know, it's just all that. Now we're just waiting.
Yep.
For the fixing of it. So.
Yep. For the restoration, as we all say. So, oh my goodness. Well, it's good to hear people are thawing out and coming out and starting that cleanup process. So I'm sure getting back to school is probably great for a lot of the kids too, just to kind of get back with their friends and normal life. So, yeah. Well, good. Well, this Friday, let's see. I'm trying to think what we did this weekend. On Friday, we had Tim's office, his work. It was his office Christmas. I'm putting it in quotes. Christmas party. Yes,
we got too busy.
We know it's February. It was February like 6th. We're aware of this fact. We were telling the kids about that and they were all like, Christmas, Dad? And he's like, I know. So normally, we do actually, they normally have it in January, just like right in the middle, because December is crazy. And so everyone's like, let's not, it's so enjoyable. It's just a nice dinner. We go somewhere and we have a nice dinner, about 30 people or 25 or so. It's just their St. Louis kind of office. And anyway, so it's always in like mid-January, which is great because you're after all the craziness and, you know, there's people and other work spouses, holiday parties, some, you know, you just have too much going on. So they've done that for years, but this year, Tim and his good buddy, coworker, Chris were in charge of organizing it. Instead of some of the other ladies that normally, I'm just going to say it, have been in charge in the past.
Yes.
So the reservations did not get made, until a little bit later. Mm-hmm. A little bit later. So maybe it's a Valentine. I don't know what it is. But it was delightful. We went out to a really yummy place here in town, Cooper's Hawk. It's just a nice, good restaurant we've been to. It's a winery. I mean, they have a winery somewhere. Anyway, so it was very delightful. So I want to welcome, because Tim decided to, and apparently some people already know, but he decided to really announce that I podcast to all his coworkers. So I want to welcome any newcomers from Parsons that are listening. If you are a dude like Chris, his friend said he listens sometimes, and so he knows what to expect. But this is, if you can't handle two menopausal women speaking and just chatting about life, then this might not be the place for you. But I have hope because, again, we do talk some sport. We love us our football. So come back in August and we'll be talking some college football. So, and I need to shout out to Blandine. Hi, Blandine. This is your shout out because she is a delightful coworker. And Tim was saying, oh, you know, we can't, you know, make sure you don't say too much, about people, you know, here from work or whatever, because they might be listening. And she shouts out, you can talk about me. She said, you can talk about me. I said, well,
right, Blandine.
Okay. She said, I will listen that you can talk about me. She has a beautiful accent and she's just gorgeous. Anyway. So shout out to Blandine if you're on here. And that's it. You get what you pay for, guys. And this is free.
Right. Yeah.
So don't have too many.
Blandine, you can feel very special now. Yes. You have been shouted out of the designer.
Yes. Yes. Yes, it's a big prestigious event.
Yes.
Other than that, let's see. Oh my gosh, my microphone's going crazy. Hold on.
We'll receive your medal in the mail.
You'll receive your medal. You won't. You won't get anything. There's nothing happening.
Tim, get a dollar.
Yeah. Other than that, you know, I spent all day Saturday because I was worn out. You guys, I walked into Tim's office on Saturday here at home. And again, this is nothing new or anything of great importance, but again, as February comes, I literally have felt like my energy and my has just been sapping out of my body. I walked into his little office and I went, my solar battery is almost completely empty. It's like, hey, no more.
Light is coming back into the world.
I know.
You know, I told you that I start checking like daily, you know, when's the sunset? And February 10th, it hits 5:30. We finally get to 5:30.
That is exciting.
It is.
That is. And as to what Tim said, he looked at me, he said, well, it's getting, he said, we're getting lighter. It's getting better. I said, no, I said, I realize that, but we're also getting the longer time period that I've gone since I've been able to be out in the sun. So he's like, oh yeah. I mean, it's starting to get lighter, but it's not to where yet we can really be out. And this is, as I told you, I start to get just these massive fantasies of just, why can't I go to the beach? Why can't I go? Why can't I just go for the weekend?
Yeah.
And then reality hits and all the things happen. And there were, I'm just too tired to even make the reservation. I can't even do it.
Listen, the number of times that I have checked the VRBO site of, you know, maybe we can go to the beach. It's President's Day.
Why not? We could.
Stuff. Yeah. I mean, it's not that far for me.
It's not.
And I've booked like for President's Day weekend, which is Valentine's weekend. And I've almost booked several times and just said, Ron, pick me up at, you know, school and let's go.
I know. You should have, but I know. It's a lot. It's a lot. I know. Well, we just fantasize.
And then the ice storm hit.
And there's so much to do and you just, I know. That's okay. That's okay. We're going to get through it. So I spent all day on Saturday, watching the Olympics on the couch and cross stitching. So thank goodness for the Olympics. That is what saves us every 4 years in February is at least we have something.
Look, Holly is sitting on the sofa watching Olympics and I'm out there dragging limbs. Mm-hmm. Everywhere, bent over.
I was also cross stitching. I told you I was also cross. I had a little soreness in my wrist. My hands got a little sore.
I was like Chevy Chase on Christmas Vacation. I had sap from one end to the other.
Well, I was suffering too with my carpal tunnel from my stitching because I stitched for so many hours that I was a little sore.
At some point, I looked at Ron. I said, I got to be done.
I got to get in the tub. Yeah. Get and soak the sap off. I know. That's just kind of what it was. But I enjoyed, you know, I just enjoyed myself because I watched, we'd been out for the opening ceremonies, which I do love to watch. I love to watch those. So I watched the replay of that. I've started my morning, you know, with that and then just had some sports. And we went ahead and subscribed to Peacock, which anyway. But I'm just like, I just would enjoy watching some of the Olympics without, because if you just watch it at the nighttime, first of all, it's fun. That's totally fun. But you just get the little highlights, you know, and I just had on Saturday, it was so nice, especially now that football's done. I just had on, I had the women's skiathlon was on and the speed skating and the men's luge. And I just had that on and was just watching it and enjoying it. So no commercials if they're replays, which is, you know, we went the premium because I'm like, I ain't paying. That is worth. Take my money. Take my $16.99 for this month because we're going to cancel it before March 7th.
So remember how easy life used to be. They come up with all these smart things. And they're not smart anymore.
They're smart for them because they take our money.
They take the money.
They're very smart for them. They're very, very. I looked all over to try to find because I just wanted to watch the opening ceremonies. And I looked all over and I looked on YouTube because I thought, oh, it'll, you know, and there was only clips. You couldn't get the whole thing unless you, you know, which it's fine, but whatever. So that is what I did. And then we went to, and then on Sunday we went over to our friends, Katie and Johnny's, and we watched the Super Bowl and they had all this good food for us. So it was a really hard weekend. It was all sporty and fun and friends and different things. So now I'm ready to kind of get back in it this week and do some things. I did see, I know Valentine's is coming up, and it's not on my radar a lot anymore because, again, once the kids leave and then you probably, because school, it's like it still comes up at school maybe a little bit. Okay, like more elementary school does, you know.
They would, yeah. High school.
Decorating and, you know.
Now, it depends on, like, if we have time, I will say, okay, we're going to make Valentine treats to sell, or we're going to make some chocolate covered strawberry.
Well, you won't have time now because you've got to catch up.
Yeah. Well, so this week, I mean, I just have thrown them into the fire because most of them, we just finished up SurfSafe. And now they're back, and we have the Wednesday night meal that we cook for you know, around 70 people, 70 to 100 people. And then Thursday, we have to feed the school board. Because that week we were out was school board appreciation week.
Oh, okay. And they're going to get appreciated. We're not skipping that. Be sure the school board will not skip school board appreciation week.
No, we love our school board. No, we really do. We honestly have a great school board.
That's awesome.
Yeah. And it's, so it's very good.
Very good.
Excellent people.
But yeah.
So that Thursday, and then we have the deep clean Friday. And then next week, Monday is President's Day, and Tuesday they are not there because it's staff development and parent teacher conference in the afternoon.
What's there to even talk about with the parent teacher?
I know, like, right?
Your kids showed up for 2 weeks. That's great.
They were here for a couple weeks and they did great. You know, so they're out again. You know, they've been out 2 weeks. They come back this week, then they're out 2 days next week. And I mean, it's just like, goodness gracious.
Yeah. But it'll get rolling again here, like, you know, leading up to spring break. Are they going to shorten y'all spring break or anything? Or just
no,
because keep those days? Or what do you do?
No, we have built in snow days. So,
yeah, but not 2 weeks worth.
Yeah. Yeah.
Pretty much. Really?
Yeah. So we have 11 days built in.
Oh, wow. Okay.
A part of it is, well, when I was in second grade, this is how it started. Way back in the 70s, we did not go to school like the entire month of January because we would get so much snow and then it would clear up. We'd go for a day and then another system would come through. Literally, we were out and then we ended up having to go through June. And so, but we would get out of school at 2:30. So what they did is they built in, now we go until 3 o'clock. And that gives us that, you add in all those hours.
Right, during the day, yeah.
Right. And that gives us, I think, 11 days of snow days, of, you know, stockpile days.
There you go. Well, those are gone.
And so. Yeah.
Well, yeah, and one.
I believe, Tennessee declared the entire state a state of emergency. Mm-hmm. Our county declared a state of emergency. And I believe Trump just declared Tennessee as a state of emergency. With that, even if we go over our days, they can give us like vouchers.
They can.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We don't have to go extra or things like that. We've had to do that a couple of times. One, we had a huge flood. They called it the 100-year flood back in 2019, I believe. And we were out for several weeks with that. And so, but it was state of emergency. So.
Yeah, there you go.
Anyway,
that helps out. So are you doing anything for Valentine? What I saw on the interwebs, and I wish I had ordered it. It's probably too late now. I saw ads for, what's it called? I wrote it down. It's a company called, well, I don't know if the company is called this, but the thing is called Meat Hearts, and they're beef jerky message
those, yes.
Hearts. Like, and I thought, that is such a cute idea for your significant other, for your guys. You know, they would love, you don't want those little nasty little message hearts, but these were like little pieces of beef jerky in heart shape with little messages on them.
Yeah, I thought Caleb Shank would love that.
Yes.
Love that.
They had some other meat products too for Valentine. I can't remember what else I saw. I saw a couple other ones, but the little sweetheart meat beef jerky hearts, I just thought, well, that's pretty clever. So. But I think it's too late for me to order them. I guess I could look, but I feel like, at this point, and with the weather and snow, I just don't want to order anything. No. It comes in, you know, in April. Hey, here's your hearts.
Be mine.
Be mine, sexy beast. Yeah. So, oh my goodness. Well, I mean, other than that, like I said, I've watched the Olympics and I do, of course, have some things to say about some outfits. I'm not going to say a lot because I don't know if you probably didn't catch much of the
not watched any
opening. Anyway, so, but you know, that's always fun to just see the different countries come in and all this stuff. So there were some really great outfits and some of my favorite, and then there were some not so greats. If you go back and look at any, I'm sure if you're on social media, you'll see it all over the place. But you know, the great ones, I thought were Mongolia had these beautiful culturally, you know, they're beautiful, long, like cashmere. I don't know. They were gorgeous. Great Britain, they get a little bonus for really cute big scarves that say Great Britain. They looked amazing. Brazil looked amazing. You'll have to go look at these giant puffer down, like the most of the athletes were in like an all black outfit with these cute little hats, but their little flag person had this big white down like dress cope. I don't know. She opens it up and the Brazilian flag's inside. Like it was a situation.
Yeah.
It was so fun. Just seeing the fashion. I you know, again, I know, but just seeing the thought put in, and some didn't, you know, a lot of them didn't really do any thought. It was just kind of like a tracksuit that was a certain color. And you're like, you know, yay, go team. But just seeing the thought and attention that goes towards some of these is just so fun to me. I always loved that as a kid to see the different, France had some really good, like kind of all white ski outfits. Nigeria with their one little, I think one or two little athletes had a beautiful outfit. Lots of good, just like big down parkas and just right. Whole situations. And then there was a couple that weren't great. We're going to give three not greats and you can just go look. Canada was not great, guys. I'm sorry you had to wear those weird shapeless cape cloak things. They're brown with red and they just look like big shape blobs. That wasn't great. Germany was not great. Again, some kind of weird poncho thing with weird, it was not great. And Colombia, I didn't enjoy Colombia's very much either. It was a lot going on. A lot of different crazy color. I don't know. That's just my opinion. I know you all come here for the spicy uniforms during football season and all that. USA, I will say, was great. I love it. Ralph kills it every time. You can't beat Ralph Lauren.
No.
You can't. You cannot just stop. You cannot beat him. He has been my all-time favorite designer since I was a kid, since I even understood. I love and adore him. And speaking of that, he came out recently. It's been 20 years since he's come out with a whole new men's line. He came out this year with a new men's line, and they did the opening show, runway show of it in Milan. Actually, he's got a big shop. And they did a whole fashion runway, you know, showing all the, and I watched the whole thing and y'all it just makes my heart happy. Now, was every outfit something I would, no, a lot of the ones at the beginning really geared towards young, you know, there's a lot of wrapping of blazers around the waist and lots of, you know, a little out there. But it was fun. I still enjoyed it because I'm like, lots of different colors and texture, but I enjoy it because again, I'm like, men can wear, you guys can wear more than a quarter zip and pant. Like you can, you don't have to, but you can. And then it goes through all the gorgeous camel colored with the gray and the cream, you know, and then it gets into the evening wear and you're just like, just made my heart happy. So go watch a fashion show if you want to. You can put that on. And they all had bags. They all had like satchels they were carrying. And I was just like, oh man, it's a good time. So yeah, I've been all about the men's fashions, all about the winter fashions. And I saw a thing the other day that said, I don't know if I shared this, but it was like, we should dress, sorry, in the winter, dress like a Russian. And you know, these are all just funny things. Dress like a Russian, you know, your big fur hat. And I do, I need a big giant long fur, full length coat and a big hat situation. I need that. In the spring, dress like the French. Yes. In the summer, dress like the Italians. And in the fall, dress like the Great Britain. I'm like, exactly right.
There you go.
I know. They just have such good aesthetics. So yeah, that's what's happening over here. What else do you have going on?
Nothing. I did. I thought, what am I going to talk about today? Because it's just been...
Your brain is on like...
Limbs.
Yep.
That's it. That's been my life.
Limbs. Tell us about all the different branches. Kinds of limbs. There was big ones.
Yeah, there were big
ones. There was little ones.
There are.
There was all kinds.
I can tell you a story that involves your son.
Okay, good. Which one?
Hudson.
Oh, okay.
So when we were in Chattanooga, I don't know, probably a year or two ago, I don't know. We went to this, I've forgotten, Tremont Tavern. I don't know. It's something that the boys had discovered that they really liked. It's just a neighborhood bar and grill kind of thing. So we went there and grabbed burgers and stuff. And we had this waiter. And I forgot his real name, but he said, "People call me Thunder." So we had Thunder. Y'all, he was the most personable person, but he was like, he was just out there, you know, and dude, hey, yeah, you should try this or that, you know.
Yeah.
That kind of thing. And anyway, we talked to him, and John Garrett was at camp and he was off, and we talked him into calling John Garrett at camp. This is off weekend. He's like, "Dude, your family is in here and I can't believe I met him. Man, and you're at camp." And he acted like he knew John Garrett as a camper, that they were campers together.
Oh, no.
And he went through this whole thing. It pulled it off great. But we had the best time. But one, and he was so, you know, it's just one of these lovable, inappropriate waiters. And one, but he said, "Yeah, everybody calls me Thunder, but I'm lightning in the sheets."
Oh.
And I looked at him and I said, "So does that mean you're fast?" He went, "Yeah, yeah." And then he went, that's not real cool, is it?
Joni B, sorry. We're going to need a bit of warning on this one, you guys. I apologize. You apologize to Sarah.
Sarah?
Our under anyway, little children listeners.
Nobody knows. I mean, so anyway, he's going through all this. But we have laughed about Thunder forever. You know, I mean, how many of your waiters can you name right now?
Two. Yeah, two. Only two.
That you've had like one time, you know.
Oh, yeah.
Thunder. I know Thunder. Well, Hudson sends Caleb a text. He's working and he sends Caleb a text. He said, "Hey, was that waiter y'all talk about all the time, was his nickname Thunder?" And Caleb said, "Yeah." And Hudson sends a picture. Hudson is working with Thunder. Turns out he is. So Tim, you can explain more. Tim is Hudson's boss and friend. Mm-hmm. Well, he's Tim's neighbor.
So, oh, no way.
Yes. Yeah. So anyway, your son is having lunch. Sends us a picture. He's having lunch with Thunder.
He's having lunch with Thunder.
Yeah. So I immediately text Hudson. He said, "Man, small world, right?"
It is. It is. I mean, Chat's a small town. That's for sure. It's a small city. So you just run across people. That's hilarious. That is so funny. Oh, my goodness. Well, they've been doing all kinds of, they are busy, hot, busy. Hudson and Tim are. And they're setting these huge beams. They're working on some guy's private airplane hangar, and
that is what Thunder is helping with.
Okay. I was just going to say, I wonder what he, okay. So Thunder is, this is great. You never know the Hudson side quests, you know, we never know. I'll tell you that is for sure. I do know one thing that I was thinking about, I think after we've had, you know, the Olympics are going, and then we had the Super Bowl, and this is just to kind of give you how my train of thought was going on this. And, you know, we're just so, you know, right now we're just heavy with a lot in the news and the world and all of us. We all know this. We don't have to like inform anybody. We all understand that. And it seems like every year, you know, when the Super Bowl comes and particularly we get that every year, you know, and we're going to have a halftime show and then we're going to talk about how we hate it or how we love it or how it was satanic or how it was this or that. Like we just have this whole, like we go into it with, I, it's even become just like a divisive thing. I just said, that's how I feel. That's how I feel. Olympics can be the same way, you know, and it's fun to talk about, like I said, the opening ceremonies, and they were really cool. There were some really cool parts. There were some parts I was like, huh? It's funny to me how these kind of like sporting events and things that should be,
uniting.
Yeah. And just like happy, just be happy. Like, I guess I'm getting, and I say this again, this is not limited to any side or lines or anything, because this is on both, all sides, all people, all groups are just, you know, we've talked about this kind of binary, like you either hate it or you loved it, or you're either pro it and because it's got all these messages and you think that's great, or you're anti because you saw some shape that looked like, you know, something that, and I'm just like, I just need people to just stop. I just need everyone to just stop.
Well,
just enjoy.
Push back a little bit and just say Hollywood needs to stop, because we have talked many times about college football, mm-hmm. and how great it is. And you come into, you know, if I go into Davis Wade Stadium at Mississippi State, I'm not a Democrat. I'm not a Republican. I'm not a Baptist. I'm not a Methodist. I'm not a atheist. Mm-hmm. I'm not, at that point, we are all Bulldog fans.
Right. And it's so fun.
And it's uniting. And that's what, and when the Olympics come on, it needs to be, we are Americans.
Yeah.
And they need to stop putting things out there that they know are divisive.
Well, they do it. Happening on purpose.
I know. Exactly.
It's on purpose.
No, yeah. And it is. It's both sides. Mm-hmm. They need to stop, because we need, during the Olympics, we need to be Americans. At Mississippi State, I need to be a Bulldog.
Mm-hmm.
At, you know, whatever. Now, I did not even pay attention to the Super Bowl, because I did not have one team that I even was cared about, you know. But there have been many times I need to be a Titan. I don't need to know where anybody stands on anything.
Right.
You know, it should be uniting, and we have got to get back to that place.
Right, right. Or even, exactly, even, not even just like that, absolutely, that uniting is what it brings when you have a team, or, and even like you were saying with the Olympics, like, be American, all that, but also like, I enjoy the whole, I can be happy for the little lady from Italy, who on her 35th birthday won the first ever speed skating gold for Italy on her birthday in front of a home crowd. That's the story there.
Yeah.
That's great. I don't have to be pro and get you that. That is the beauty of the Olympics, is because you see it. We are a world. Yes. America, all the things, but also like, yay, all these amazing people. Yay. All these great stories. That is so refreshing. I think kind of what hits me again with all these things, it's just so funny, because I'm like, we've lost, we're losing the ability just to have fun.
Yeah, we are.
Just have fun. Just enjoy something without having to. And again, it's a whole product of a lot of things. We're being trained. We're literally being trained to think that way because of what we consume. But the good news is that we have control over what we consume.
That's right.
And we have control over that. We can have control over our thoughts. We can, as the Bible, you know, says, take every thought captive so it can be conformed to Christ. That, you know, like, we have that ability. And I just love it in the sense of, it just hits me. I don't know. I'm all in my thoughts and feels this last couple months, but, the idea that we're just being robbed of just being able to enjoy stuff is really getting on my last nerve. It's really making me angry. No, I'm really mad about that. But it's like, everyone calm down. Calm down. everything doesn't have to be a controversy. Everything doesn't have to be a problem. If you liked the halftime show at the Super Bowl, great. If you liked the other one and wanted to watch the TC, whatever, USA, great. Great. It just doesn't matter. We make it matter way more than what it actually, and you know what that is? That distraction is from Satan.
That's right.
Okay. He doesn't need to get us all up about something important because we're all in the weeds about what happened at some Super Bowl halftime show. And I'm like, guys, we got to wake up. We got to wake up. And it's interesting because the all I can think about is this is kind of it's becoming my life motto. Ooh, I have a life motto. I don't know. Just something I think about a lot. Again, as I was watching that, and I thought about the different perspectives people would have, because I know they'd have different perspectives. And that's great. That's fine. You can have whatever perspective you want. But I kept thinking that, you know, you will find whatever it is you're looking for.
That's right.
That's it, kids. That's it, guys. If you are looking, and I'm not saying there's not truth. I'm not at all saying that there's not real things happening. I don't want to be like we're making stuff up. You know, there's real stuff that's happening. And I get that.
I don't know. This is so hard. You know, as I hear my high school kids talk, and I just looked at them one day and I said, how do you know what's true? They said, what? And I said, I mean, y'all are talking about stuff that y'all are seeing on TikTok. You're talking about stuff you're seeing on the internet, wherever, whether it's Snapchat or Facebook or any of it. How do you know with AI now that what you are seeing is real? Because, and you do, you know, for me, you're going to control your emotions, but sometimes you have to fight because the media is going to control the narrative. And what they want you to believe is what they can manipulate it to show on either side, on mm-hmm. either stance, on, mm-hmm. you know, how do you know? Because they can alter videos. They can, I mean, and I've seen it where there was a presidential candidate and they showed this massive crowd. Well, then somebody had a real video and there were like 20 people out there, you know? So it's manipulated and mm-hmm. all of it is manipulated. And so.
And why get all upset or all whatever when, like you said, you're not even sure you even know the reality. I mean, now I know we're kind of talking about two different things because you're talking about that. And like, if you're watching the Super Bowl or you're watching whatever,
you're seeing,
and you're having a reaction to what it is that you're seeing. And that's your opinion and you can have that. They're not trying to really lie to you. They're just showing you something. But yeah, that's interesting. Yeah, that's a good, you know, and to get all upset about things, and it's just so easy to do. I can get so, I used to more than I do now. Really now I really don't too much, but it made me think too. I really hope that we're moving towards, I don't know how to, just more authentic experiences in our lives, like more authentic in the case, like you said, if you like the whatever, you know, and you've watched it and if you're looking for it all the time, if you're looking for the good, I'm not trying to Pollyanna this. If there's somebody being murdered on the street and you're looking for the good, you know, you aren't going to just be like, well, at least it wasn't me, you know, like. I'm not talking about that, but I'm talking about just as a life filter that if you go through life looking for offense, looking for disloyalty, looking for being slighted, looking for someone attacking something you love, you will 100% find those things every time. And that is how you are going to get to experience your life is thinking you're slighted and being offended and being all the things that is going to be your life. And that's your choice. You know, in terms of doing things like, okay, so here, I'll give an example. This is not exactly with this, but it's something I thought about, and it was kind of a challenge, a question I have, kind of for younger people, but for everybody, for really for everybody. I don't want to direct it just at younger people, because it's for me. I felt really convicted by this as well. But, you know, and again, this is a political issue, but I'm just saying, like, so we had a lot a day recently where a lot of people were walking out of schools and walking out of business, you know, doing things to protest things going on in the country. And we had high school kids here in town that, you know, walked out of school and marched down to city halls and did things like that as a sign of what they were believing or protesting. And I don't want to say don't do that. That is something that, you know, each person can decide whatever. Okay. That's fine. That's one thing you can do. I think that it's a lot easier sometimes to make these grand gestures and kind of, you know, take this day to stand up for something that's happening kind of far away, you know, kind of whatever that's this popular. And it, I'm not saying that these aren't serious things. I'm not saying that people shouldn't do it if they want to do it. But here's what I will say. What would happen if instead of everybody walking out of school for a day to do that, or in addition to, how about I say that? How about I say in addition to doing that, if you want to do that, you walk out of school one day or you have a day where you go and you shovel all the bus stops that were covered in snow and that people couldn't get in the bus stop areas because they'd been plowed in by the snow plows. So you've got people in your neighborhood, in your community who are relying on that to get to work, to get where they need to go, to get to the hospitals where they work, to take care of you and your family and all the people, the different restaurants, all the things, but they don't have a safe bus stop to stand in, and they're standing literally in the middle of the street while cars are flying by because their bus stop's been plowed over. Now, is that sexy? Is that exciting? Is that kind of the grand gesture? No, but will that help people in your actual town right down the street from the school you just walked out of? Putting it there. I'm just leaving that there for the world to wonder.
So let me tell you something that happened at our high school. This is years ago, and I don't even remember what everybody was up in arms about. But the kids were all going to stage a walkout. And we had heard, you know, all of this come down through the grapevine. They're going to stage this big walkout, whatever, whatever, whatever. Our principal may have been the most brilliant man ever, because we haven't had it in years. We used to have what we called Tiger Time. And if things, everybody had been good, had been whatever, then they got like 15 minutes that they could actually get their phones out and put their headphones in. They could walk around the school. They were out of class. They were not sitting in our classrooms. They were walking around the hall. They were hanging out with their friends, whether here, there, whatever. And it was a cold day this day. And they were all ready to stage this walkout at, you know, 10:10 on whatever day, whenever, you know. And our principal got on the intercom. And he made the announcements, and he said, we're going to have Tiger Time today after second period, which is when this, you know, walkout was going to be. We're going to have Tiger Time today. Everybody's been very good, stayed out of trouble, and you've earned your Tiger Time. That was it. You know what happened? About three kids walked out of the school. And everybody else was walking around the hall, talking to their friends.
Having Tiger Time.
They had Tiger Time.
Yep.
Yeah, Tiger Time.
Yep.
You know, and so yep. When I watch, and I've seen those things on TV, and I'm looking, and I'm going, and I know some of them are very passionate. We do have some very passionate students about all that. But yes. I'm there as a high school teacher going, they just went out of class.
I know.
They don't even know what they're walking out for.
And that's we know that that's probably true.
And so I don't know. So when you say, go do, you know, do this instead, there are a few kids who would do that.
Mm-hmm.
But if you say we're going to do it after school, they're not going to show up. We're going to do.
Right, right. So. I mean, that's that. And that's kind of what. And again, I'm not going to say I do not hear what I'm not saying. I'm not saying. I'm not even coming down on. If that the idea of the walking out and the doing the thing, because that's not everyone to their own. And I'm not whatever. But if you're doing that, what else are we also doing that's actually, and maybe they are, I'm sure there's people that are.
That's helpful.
I'm sure that there's student service projects. I'm sure that there's, you know, things going on, I would hope. But like, again, I'm sitting here driving around. Every bus stop is full up of snow. They can't move around. They're in the street. There's people, they had whole issues, of course, with we have the regular homeless, you know, people that are around town, but it's been even worse because of the tornado. Still, the tornado from back last May, people are homeless. They don't have anywhere to go. People are living in abandoned buildings in tents that had a home in May, yeah. But they don't have anywhere to go. They don't have anywhere to be warm. It's freezing out. What is something that is practical that is your, and I do not hear, if you want to walk out, you want to protest your free speech, all that kind of stuff, fine. But do we want to make an impact on real people in our real community that really needs you right now? And I'm preaching to myself, okay? A lot of times my answer is to throw money at stuff, and that's what I continue to do. That's what I can do right now, along with other things. I'm looking into some things. But I just want people to know, I wonder what it would look like if we gave attention, as much attention as we give to some of these big national things happening way off in other states. And I know it's happening in Missouri too. I know it's happening. I understand. But you all hopefully can hear my heart of what I'm saying. It's easier to do that. It's easier to be upset about whatever happening in some other country or in some other place than it is to actually go and do something that's actually going to seriously help someone right in your own city.
Yep.
If you want to help people, there's people to help, but that's not sexy.
No. And it's not being seen.
No, it's not the current thing that we're doing. It's not the big political move.
Yep.
It's not, you
not
know,
giving your name out there.
It's not virtue signaling very much. It's just the nitty gritty of someone needs a bus stop shoveled out, and you've got how many able-bodied teenagers that could have had that taken care of in their community and blessed their people right there as well as go do your protest. If you want to do that, you go do that, but please look
and
around.
And I will say this. We had our baseball team, and I know we've had several youth groups around town that have shown up. I mean, out of school, school's been out. And they've shown up and they've gone to a lot of elderly people's houses and they got sticks out of the yard. They brought chainsaws. They've got limbs out of the yard.
That's amazing.
I love that. So there are people who do it, but if you're just out there to, you know, put your face on something, then get out and let somebody.
Yeah. I'm just laying that out there. You know, for people, just whatever. And myself, as I said, I am talking to myself. It has been convicting to myself because, you know, there's things that need attention, right here. That doesn't mean that's the only thing I can do. That doesn't mean it's the only way I could help or do something, but I'm like, who have you actually helped by walking out and protesting something? Did it actually help anybody?
Nope.
Maybe. I get it. Again, I'm not trying to dog that. I'm not trying to say don't do that. But man, the impact that you could have on real lives right there in your greater community, immediate community, would be such a blessing. It'd be such a blessing.
Yep.
And very rewarding. You know, just personally and as a community. We got a lot to take care of right in our backyards. We got a lot. Doesn't mean you don't look elsewhere. Doesn't mean you don't try to do more. But if we can't take care of our own backyards, then why don't we need to mind our business?
I think my grandmother said, best put your money where your mouth is.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's my little whatever it is of it made me think about that a lot. And again, talking to my own self. I'm also very much talking to my own self because it's very easy for me to do nothing, right? It's very easy for me to just be like, well, it's too big or it's too, you know, whatever. So if we all do the little that we can, we had a good friend actually, or no, I'm sorry, we shouldn't say good friend, but we had someone here who, you know, there's all the GoFundMes and the different things. And he's having a major surgery, very, very serious surgery. And, you know, all these things on a very strange condition that he's anyway. And someone put out, you know, the page of the, whatever the medical thing to raise $30,000. And, you know, medical bills, like, I mean, you know, to help, you know, so we donated some and other people, they raised $31,000-something because everyone just gave what they could. And I'm like, I don't want to forget that. I don't want to forget that you can't do everything, but you can do something.
Well, God calls you to do different things.
Yeah.
Some people, you know, he does call people to the mission field, and sometimes he calls you to give
right.
to people.
Absolutely.
Oh, to the mission field.
Absolutely.
You're
or to go to the mission field of your own town right here. And,
right. And I know. But that's what give,
yeah. No, you're right, though. There's those different levels of, but I just think how much energy, and I love that the young people are, I remember being high school and college and all the things, and I love that passion that they do. A lot of them do have. They do care. They are interested. I, you know, we've talked before. I mean, I think these generations coming up, while they've had a lot of, you know, things, I think they've got some great, great heart of wanting to be real. And I just think, wow, if we could harness that and they could see the impact that they could make, not just doing the big, not just doing the big thing of the big march to the city hall. And, but you know what I mean? It's like, you can do so much and it would be so amazing. So that's it. That's my 7 minutes of serious or however long that was. And now I'm going to have to go paint by numbers to just recover.
You firm believer, Holly.
I need to do my firm believer. I've got to. I'm telling you. Are you ready for your recipe today?
I am, and I'm cheating. And
good.
I am.
You have permission to cheat.
Thanks. Last week I did sesame chicken. And I went ahead and did fried rice, but I didn't post the fried rice.
Okay.
Because it was a lot. So last
Perfect.
Week, sesame chicken. Mm-hmm. And so we talked about the fried rice, and this week I'm going to post.
That is perfect. You are completely allowed to do that.
Thanks. And I'll reiterate it again. I don't have to go through the whole thing. But if you're going to do fried rice, make your rice ahead of time and get it cold. You need cold rice to make fried rice. And then really, you're just going to cut up some onions and get some peas and carrots and saute all those in some butter. And then take your rice, usually about 4 cups of chilled, cooked rice and about 4 tablespoons of soy sauce. I like the low sodium, and I add a little more soy sauce than just the 4 tablespoons.
Okay.
Just because I think it soaks it in so much.
Yeah.
And look, you're going to fry that, and you can use sesame oil, olive oil, butter, anything, and just toss that rice around. Put your soy sauce on it, oyster sauce if you want that, and you, voila, add your vegetables. If you want scrambled eggs in it, throw some scrambled eggs in it, and voila, you have fried rice. But
perfect.
I will post that recipe. I'm not talking about it again really this week other than that.
No,
but
that's fine. If you need to hear any more full details, you can go refer back to last week's episode and you can get the full description of that plus the sesame chicken. I will say as a little note, because see, I didn't realize, well, I was talking to Avery the other day and I said, what are you having for dinner? And she said, oh, I'm going to make some fried rice and this and that. And I said, oh, are you making Aunt Joni's recipe? And she's like, no, I didn't know that was, I said, oh, it was on a recipe this week. And I remember, no, she just has made that on her own and likes to make that. But she did tell me a story. So I'll put this out just so it's because for some of the younger folks, or if you're less familiar cooking, this is an important thing to know because she and her roommates did not know this when they were all living together in school and then after school. They went to make something and it called for 4 cups of rice. And they did 4 cups of uncooked rice.
Yeah. Yeah. So that doubles. So they ate about two cups of
rice for weeks. They had rice.
Yes.
Because they made a little.
They made 8 cups of rice.
They made 8 cups of rice because then it said, it will almost always say, it'll tell you. But if something calls for 3 cups of rice, you know, if it's cooked, I mean, then that's a cup and a half or whatever of uncooked. So just little note, because some of these people don't know about rice.
That's right. Yeah.
Rice is tricky.
Doubles when you, it's like the.
She said they were food prepping like and it was like.
When you put water on them, they multiply.
Yeah, that's right. The gremlins. Exactly. She said they were meal prepping and it was like rice with this, rice.
Yep.
So right. You can just learn. It's one of those rites of passage if you do it. It's just part of the deal. So don't worry about it. You can make rice pudding with that leftover rice too. If you mess up and make too much, you can just make you up some rice pudding or something else. Okay. I think it's time for my top three.
Top three.
Very simple today. I didn't think too hard about it. But number one is a dip that I really love. And I was reminded of it because we took it to our friends for the little Super Bowl thing. And it's just from Walmart. It's a Walmart dip that you buy. You don't have to make it. And it's their artichoke jalapeno dip. And it's in the deli section. Listen,
Holly has bragged on this so much to me. And she came 4th of July and she was going to get this artichoke jalapeno dip. And I was so excited to try it. And turns out she got the wrong one.
I got the artichoke spinach. I grabbed the wrong package and I was so excited. And I did. I grabbed the wrong. And I'm sure that one's fine too. But the artichoke jalapeno, it's a cream cheesy. They make it, you know, it's in their deli. So they, you know, make it somewhere.
Like market side, I believe. Is
yeah. It's just their little deli container thing from the Walmart. So everybody can get it. But it is chef's kiss. Number two is my little bonsai tree that Thatcher got me for Christmas that his friend Micah grew the bonsais. And we had to bring it in because you're like, you have to bring it in if it's going to be below 15. And it was below 15 for like weeks, you know. So my little tree started to bud its little leaves. So I was panicking because I'm like, I think I'm supposed to put it back outside. You know, it's supposed to just kind of be like the outside trees and they're not ready yet. We're still in winter, but I had to keep it in. And then it started to leaf and now the leaves are like full and they're the cutest little tiny. So I just decided, I'm like, it's just going to be spring early. I can't like put it outside now. And I'm afraid, you know, so I've got this little tree.
Window. Yeah.
It's and I love all my plants. Right this time of year is a year that I really do enjoy my plants, but this little tree and it's got these little cute, it's like a maple. It's a dwarf, like, and it's so cute. So I love my little bonsai tree. I hope I don't kill it. And then the last thing is just the Olympics. I'm going to enjoy them. I'm going to enjoy them and watch what I can when I can. And, you know, go America, go everybody. But I just think it's fun. It's just something fun that I don't have to think too hard about. And of course, we all do become experts.
Yes.
Like, I'm like, we all know, like, how, man, he can't be hitting that corner on that luge like that if he expects to shave off another second off his time. I mean, we all know everything. Look at her form on that skiing. That ain't right.
Armchair quarterbacking it.
Oh, yeah. We know all the things. So it's very exciting as I eat my artichoke jalapeno dip.
Yeah.
Anyway, well, that's it for this week. I'm going to head down and, I don't know. I might cook a couple steaks tonight. I've got a couple steaks thawed out in there. I might cook those tonight with some taters or something. We'll see.
Sweet potatoes and pork chops.
That sounds good. See, it's kind of a potato, steaky, pork choppy kind of night. So hope everyone is having a great week. Hope you're thawing out wherever you are. Again, we've got people listening all. And I know we've got some South Carolina, North Carolina folks that are just found out we're listening as well. So I hope you guys are thawing out. And we'll talk to you next week and we'll see. Have a good Valentine's Day, you know, if you do that or whatever you're doing, get some meat hearts.
Meat hearts.
Get some meat hearts. And we will talk to you next time. Goodbye, Pellet.
See you, Patch. Just sounds kind of nasty.
Ew. Well, when you say it like heart. That.
Meat heart.
Meat heart. Oh.
Meat heart.
It does. They're called meat hearts. I'm like, I don't know.
So funny. Yeah, I've almost bought those for Caleb a few times.
Oh, I know. He would love that. You're exactly right. Or I thought, man, they would love some beef jerky little message hearts. But I think it's too late.